710.
Check this out. Weekend Warrior is on the air.
From the epicenter of sports in the Southland.
ESPN LA 710. With Dr. Robert Clapper, board-certified orthopedic surgeon at Cedars-Sinai Health Associates.
Because you've just eaten a number 19 from Langer's Deli and listening to the Weekend Warrior Show. Things in your life that give you sunshine. For Clapper Vision today, you better be wearing sunglasses. Joining me now is the great Norm Langer. Let's just get into it right away, Norm. Welcome to the Weekend Warrior Show.
Good morning, Doctor, and happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Thank you. Speaking of the number 19, and right now I have a number 19 that is a waterproof version in development. So you can take it on your surfboard with you. I figure, why shouldn't you enjoy all the pleasures of life?
I've always said that the reason I don't have to worry about sharks is because we have a rule. Jews don't eat sharks. Sharks don't eat Jews. If I'm on the surfboard with a pastrami sandwich, for sure they're going to stay away from me.
I figure that's making a good statement.
So let's talk about you.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things, Doctor, you and I have known each other for many, many years,
right,
that I'd like to share, I think, with your, shall we say, your flock of weekend warriors.
The congregation.
Congregation is a good word. Early in 2001, I was diagnosed with lung cancer, and I had half the top lobe of each lung removed. And I'm fine, don't have any issues, but that's one thing that started me down the road of surgery. Mm-hmm. Some 5 years ago, you replaced my left knee. It had deteriorated over the years due to me being in the deli business, walking around behind the counter, and through advanced arthritis that my mother had.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something that I lived with, and I finally went to you, and you operated. I became pain-free in the left knee.
Wow.
Some year later...
Because I measured twice and cut once. Norm,
you talked to me about that, and I was asleep, so I wasn't quite sure what you were saying. A year later, you did the right knee.
Uh-huh.
And the arthritis situation that was in my family that was prevalent and handed down from generation to generation, you solved a lot of those problems with deterioration.
Mm-hmm.
This year, my wife and I took a 30-day trip to Asia.
Yeah.
We went to Beijing, we went to Seoul, Shanghai,
wow,
Nagasaki, Japan, Taiwan, you know, Vietnam. We went several places, but the one thing that we found, we went to Siem Reap, Cambodia.
Mm.
And in Cambodia, there are two major temples. One is Angkor Wat, and the other one is Angkor Thom.
Hmm.
These are old temples that were built in the 1500s,
wow,
which require hours of walking to get through them.
Hmm.
And this is something, had it not been for the magic hands of Dr. Robert Clapper, wouldn't have been able to do.
Well,
I was able to do it pain-free. My lungs supported my knees that you've so aptly fixed.
Thank you.
And allowed my wife and I to enjoy and see things that I never thought I was going to be able to see in my life again.
So, Norm Langer, speaking of happiness, speaking of, like, in the first segment I talked about just the attitude change that you see in this Laker team right now, it really goes down to it's your choice. It's a choice of an individual person to either be happy or not, and it comes from appreciating the day, literally the moments that you have. What does that feel like now? A guy who had lung cancer, a guy who had crippling arthritis, that now is running around these temples in Cambodia. Tell us about that.
Well, I think a lot of it is attitude. I think a lot of it is belief.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is knowing where to go to get a remedy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have a tendency, and I'm not talking about a financial end, but a lot of people have a tendency to just lay down and say, okay, there's nothing I can do about it. I'll live with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not my state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
My state of mind is life has too much to offer.
Right.
And my wife and I have looked for other avenues, ways to resolve issues that we've had so we can enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter works with me every day for the last 9 years.
Okay.
She's able to run the business so we can now enjoy.
Hmm.
I mean, so many people when they have the time and they have the money to enjoy life and travel, they can't take it because of children, because of circumstances. Mm-hmm. As they get older, and now they have the money and they have the time, they don't have their health. And I feel a lot of that is attitude. I don't believe in total mind control, but I think within reason we can change our daily habits. And whether it be through exercise, as you believe in water exercise, which I did a lot of after my knee replacement, it helps. It puts you on the road to recovery.
Wow.
But you have to be consistent.
We're talking to the great Norm Langer, owner of Langer's Deli, the greatest pastrami, really an iconic place in Los Angeles, here on the Weekend Warriors Show. Norm, I want to ask you a question. Again, relating, I mean, I love relating sports and medicine and art all together, but as a businessman, you have employees. Is it similar for you to admire what a good coach is like in terms of team building? Well, how do you look at sports? Do you appreciate the players? Do you appreciate the coach? How do you get through tough times? How do you deal with a difficult employee? Talk to us about that analogy.
It's a package. I mean, you can't single one out without the other. A coach is worth very little if he doesn't have the players. Mm-hmm. Players are worth very little if they don't have the coach. Mm-hmm. So it's a team effort. And I think any good coach or employer or manager has their own style, their own way of approaching things. Mm-hmm. You have to, I think, I have one belief that I think is extremely important, is the ability to compliment. The ability to share with somebody that they've done the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the coin, you have to know how to reprimand somebody without destroying how they see life, without destroying their work ethic. That's the same job as a coach.
Yep.
Whether it be D'Antoni for the Lakers or any other coach, you have to be somebody that is able to communicate on both levels.
Wow.
A level that is right and a level that is wrong. You have to be able to advise. You're a figurehead. You're a power. You have the power to dismiss, but you also have the power to compliment.
My mother used to always say to me, Robbie, remember, the words are free. They don't cost you anything, so use them.
Well,
it doesn't cost you anything to say something nice to someone or to get out of a situation with words. That's what you should do.
And your mother is right. I mean, it's far better to compliment.
Right.
And then have somebody's attention when you go to correct.
Treat people the way you would want to be treated.
Absolutely. But if you go to correct right out of the box, you don't have somebody's attention.
But I can bet, and I've seen you at work, and this is what I do in the operating room. The people are working with me in my office, in the operating room, even here at the radio, so wherever I am. They know that I'm not just relying on them. I'm working as hard as they are, and that's what inspires you. And you're the same way. That's why you've been so successful.
Well, absolutely. Well, I had a meeting yesterday afternoon with all of my deli personnel, my daughter and my manager. And one of the things I said to my manager when all was said and done, you are not here to help me. I'm here to help you.
Yeah, great.
That's exactly what it is. It's teamwork.
Well, words of wisdom, Norm Langer, and I appreciate so much, we all do, for you doing what you're doing and coming on the air to talk about how to beat arthritis and your motivation. You really are a motivational speaker. So thanks so much for coming on, and have a great rest of the weekend, Norm.
Doctor, thank you so much for having me, and enjoy.
Okay, God bless you. That was the great Norm Langer. I encourage you all to think about pastrami as a cure for arthritis. I don't know if it works, but it sure will bring a smile to your face. Coming up next, we've got a whole lineup of callers. I'm going to get into Achilles tendons and lower back pain. You're listening to the Weekend Warriors Show with Dr. Robert Clapper on ESPN LA 710.